This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play!
Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Mailbag time. What's up, everybody? Friday afternoon for us. If you're listening, it's Saturday morning. Or whatever, I don't know. Sometime during your weekend. Hope it's going great. Adam Azer, Jamie Eisenberg, Dan Schneier.
Why is Dan in the dark?
Yeah, why are you in the dark?
My lighting is weird today. It's a dark day out in New Jersey, and I got this lighting I've been trying to use in the background. See? But then I feel like it makes it worse. I don't know. I was tooling with it. You think this
you're
is
like,
better?
What was Mike Myers
not
in?
Not even good.
Austin Powers, gold what?
I
gold
need
member?
To upgrade
gold member.
The entire setup. Is clear.
No, it's a setup. Fine. I mean, the microphone, we had talked about it yesterday. Your microphone looks like it's from 1975. Last week we were talking about that.
That's going to be improving soon. I actually got sent over from Debo, so that will be upgraded very soon.
All right, great. Well, we are here to read your questions at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com, your Apple Podcast questions as well. Please leave us a 5-star review. It's a great way to get your question read on the air. I don't read all of them, but I read a lot of them. Your 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, which is good for our show. It helps us grow. It puts more eyeballs on the show. Tell everybody what you like about the show and then ask your question. If you want to ask on Apple Podcast a starter sit question, make sure it's not a Thursday night starter sit question because they don't get read till Friday. And try to send it in, I would say, on like a Wednesday, maybe a Tuesday or a Wednesday, because I think it does take a little while to show up. But we appreciate all your comments, and we'll have time for your YouTube comments as well. First comment is the Apple Podcast comment of the day from Axel and Boss. And the subject line of it was, quote, "I have farted on my Peloton," end quote. Please make this comment a recurring part of the show. So, Jamie.
Is that the Jamie fart
gate
from
you,
a couple weeks?
Yes.
Farting on the Peloton is not the most good experience. When you're riding on a bike.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
You got to stand up. You can't just fart while you're sitting on the bike.
All right, that's
you
it.
Stand up.
We've reached our quota. We've reached our flatulence quota.
So I don't do a lot of the stand up, sit down rides because I'm baby like that. So I just stay on the seat a lot of times. But a lot of times you're locked in. So you're locked into your exercise and you got to fart. You got to like raise up and it's just painful.
Yeah, yeah. Just
you got that
it.
Fart sweat mixture smell.
All right,
there.
All right. I don't like where this is going here. Let's do some news and notes. Michael Pittman's questionable. He's playing. All right, good. So Matt Ryan or Tom Brady?
Still Brady.
Yeah, you still have to.
Sean McVay once again said that Allen Robinson needs to be more involved. So that's probably going to happen.
Play the noise.
Similar thing happened last year with Robert Woods, too.
Yep.
A little bit of a squeaky wheel game. So,
yep, squeaky crickets. DeAndre Swift practice. George Kittle's going to be a game time decision.
He's not playing.
Swift is going to play, though, it seems.
Swift will.
Mike Evans and Julio Jones both practice. They are at the Saints this week, so that's good. Bold prediction. Julio Jones is going to be better than Mike Evans. Discuss.
Wow.
It is a bold prediction. That's the definition of a bold prediction. I hope it's wrong because many people are starting Mike Evans. Not many people are starting Julio.
More concerned about my team. No, that's not true. Yeah, I hope so too. But we've been, you know, we've been really painting a very cautious picture on Mike Evans. So if he goes out and has a huge game, I'm actually going to feel dumb.
I missed it, Adam. Is Donald Penn playing or is he not?
I don't know.
The left tackle. Okay. Because he had a hyperextended elbow and he wasn't practicing. Or Donovan Smith, not Donovan Penn. That was the old Raiders.
They are going to list him as doubtful.
Yeah, he's not going
to
play.
He's doubtful. That to me is a bigger loss than any of the ones they could have.
Good gosh. I was like, do I not know?
No. Donald Penn was the old.
I remember Donald Penn.
Raiders left tackle. Yeah.
Donald Sutherland. We can keep Donald Duck.
You know, he's not playing. They're two Donald.
Not playing either.
Donovan Smith.
Damian Williams is out for the Falcons. Mike McCarthy said that Kellen Moore has to be smarter with play calling. Okay. And T. Higgins practiced, so he's making good progress, and we hope to see T. Higgins out there on Sunday against the Bengals. Dan texted me off the air and said, can I have 5 minutes to promote some stuff? So go for it, Dan.
All right, yeah, we don't get a chance to do this often. I think we should do it a lot more often. There's a lot of really good content going on over at cbssports.com/fantasy. So first of all, the big three, Heath, Dave, Jamie, and then Chris, the big four, are all coming out with great stuff every week. So I want to start here with what Heath does because it comes out first in the week. And it's a preview of every position. What I like the most about this and what I think you can gain the most are the projections that he has and the DFS spins that he has. So if you play daily fantasy and you like to make your decisions based on projections, these are great pieces. Then we have Jamie coming in with the start sits for every position and the start sit hub. These are also awesome to me because what I like to do with them, and I combine it with Dave Richards' work, which comes out the next day, which is very similar. It's a start sit sleeper bust type piece. I put those all in a sheet. I've been doing this lately. I did this for week one, and I actually cashed some money. I am not guaranteeing this will make you money in DFS, but if you put all of the sleepers, sits, busts, and starts into a doc, and then you base your DFS lineups off this, you'll find some success. Week one, I found some really nice success. Now, again, not guaranteeing you'll make money off of this, but it's interesting, and there's a lot of really good content. One of my favorite features that we have on the site this year that we haven't had in the past is that every single one of these blurbs that Jamie, Heath, Dave, and Chris write up about these players goes onto the actual CBS Sports Fantasy site. So it's really cool. We used to only, if you check the app, usually used to only have the RotoWire injury updates, which is cool too. But now we have individual advice from all of our experts, blurbs written about the players in almost like a RotoWorld style fashion. Really think it's one of our best features we've added in a while. I'd love to hear back from feedback from users who are on the CBS Sports Fantasy app and use it for their leagues. Let us know what you think. I've received a lot of really positive feedback for it so far, though.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we do have a lot of really good content, and thank you for highlighting that. It will absolutely help you out. Okay.
Jamie did not look like he cared at all about my highlighting.
No, I'm actually
content.
Writing.
I'm only kidding.
I'm writing your final piece of the week, our sleeper call.
Okay. Yep.
Okay, there you go. And
what a multitasker.
Oh, yeah.
Writing and podcasting at the same time is one of the more impressive things I've seen.
Oh, it's Logan King in the chat reminding me of a news item I missed that Darius Leonard is out.
Yep.
But yeah, they still have a good run defense, it seems. Every time they played without him over the last three seasons, which has only been four games, they've done well against the run. But obviously, I mean, it's not a good thing for the Colts defense. Shaquille Leonard, not Darius Leonard. Sorry about that. All righty.
Penn, Darius Leonard, Shaquille Leonard. I mean, let's get our names right,
Donald
boys. Come
Penn,
on.
Yeah.
Friday. It's Friday, Jamie. Let's come on.
It is Friday. I don't know what that means. I know that
Dave
Dan.
It means it's been a long week.
Dave said what?
Dave couldn't pronounce the Rams receiver today.
Which one? Skoranek. Yeah.
Skoranek. Oh, God, Skoranek.
Dan, what time do you wake up? I feel like you wake up at like 11:30.
No, that's not true at all.
10:30?
I start work every day at 10, so how could I wake up at 11:30?
10 o'clock. That's pretty late.
But I also am working late at
night. You wake up at 9:55, guaranteed.
No, I give myself an hour.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
You're saying wow, Adam. You have two children under the age of five. 5 years ago, you were doing the same thing.
No, I work early. I work early. I'm an early worker. But, you know, Dan isn't. So don't text him because his notifications are off. All right, here we go. Let's get to our emails. Start with some emails. FantasyFootball@CBSI.com. This is from someone in Sturgeon County, Alberta, Canada. Dear Smokey, Dingo, and Blue Boy. Those are Tampa Bay Buccaneers left tackles. Smokey, I have no idea who this is. The question is, why
maybe
did
Dingo what, ate your baby?
It's meant for Dave.
Anyone?
Yeah, it's Seinfeld. Why do you hate?
Damn, I thought that might have a better reaction.
No right. Soup for you. Anyone? Anybody get that?
Yeah, but we just mentioned dingo. There's a very big difference in just saying a random line.
Yeah, you got it. It was good. Why do you hate Allen Robinson? Half PPR, Allen Robinson, Julio Jones, or Rex Burkhead?
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Allen Robinson. I like the squeaky wheel. Matchup's not bad either.
Yeah, right. It's James Robinson.
Oh.
Yeah.
James Robinson. Julio
Jones.
No.
It is Allen Robinson because he's asking Dave, why do you hate Robinson? Dave did not like what he saw on film. Dan actually did like what he saw on film, I think.
I was kind of lukewarm on it. There's a good breakdown someone put out on Twitter, which is all of his routes. I watched them all. He was open more, but he's just not explosive. But I don't know if he ever was explosive, so I don't want to know if I want to ding him for that.
Dingo
the,
him?
The biggest problem I saw was whenever Stafford was out of the pocket, he was expecting Robinson to settle down in the zone a few times, and he did not go to the spots that Stafford wanted him to go. And I think that's just the rapport that they didn't have because Stafford missing practice time.
Right.
And, you know, Robinson just not still familiar with the offense yet, which is, you know, look, anytime you don't have these quarterbacks that play, and I think somebody pointed this out, all the quarterbacks that did not play in the preseason, they all lost.
Yeah.
Did not play a snap in any preseason game, all lost. I don't know that to be factual, but, well, I guess Lamar Jackson,
Bengals. Oh, Jackson didn't play, right?
That's interesting.
He's won.
But the Bengals offense looked like it needed a whole half to get going because that was an example.
Yeah, but in any event, extra time. Much easier matchup. You know, it's like we could always just sit here and say, oh, my God, the Rams look bad. That's going to be probably the best defense in the NFL that they faced.
All right, let's go to Ben. By the way, that email was from Nikki. Sorry, Nikki, I missed your name there. Ben is currently residing in the most magical and sweaty place in the world. That would have been my house up until yesterday.
There was nothing magical about it. That's true.
I play in a 10-team half PPR league. I need some lineup help. After Kelsey fell short of his projection. Okay, what are we looking at here? We're looking at Pittman, Gabe Davis, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, Elijah Moore, AJ Dillon, and Kareem Hunt. So we needed one running back, Dillon or Kareem Hunt.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is tough.
What's the format?
Half PPR.
Dillon.
Yeah, I'm also Dillon.
Two wide receivers. Both. Pittman, Gabe Davis, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, Elijah Moore.
As long as there's no issues with Pittman, I would go Pittman and Moore.
I would go Pittman and Davis on this one. I'm a little worried the Giants will shadow Moore with Adoree Jackson, and there's no real reason for the Panthers not to attack the other corner because the Giants have a no-name lining up at the other spot.
And then a flex.
Oh, well, then I can throw Moore and Davis.
Yeah, just
in
play
there.
Davis Moore.
Okay. This is from Joe. I need a wide receiver, a running back, and two flexes from this group. So pick a wide receiver, Metcalf, Lazard, or Shepard.
Oh,
Lazard.
I think I'm going Lazard too. Yeah.
Pick a running back, Najee Harris. All right. Now pick two flexes, DK Metcalf, Sterling Shepard, Zeke, Jeff Wilson, and Jamal Williams.
Williams is easy if Swift is out.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say Swift is in. Give me two out of Metcalf, Shepard, Zeke, Jeff Wilson, Jamal Williams.
Jeff Wilson and
Yeah, Wilson's Metcalf. The first that comes to mind. Yeah, Metcalf. Zeke could also be, but I'd rather play Metcalf.
All right. This is from somebody from a city north of Sacramento. Anchorage.
Where?
Anchorage.
What'd you say?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, yeah, sure. Your team has helped me win our 12-team PPR league two of the last 3 years.
Awesome.
I had the 12th pick this year. My options for this week are, for a running back and a flex are, let's get a running back, Kareem Hunt or Melvin Gordon.
Hunt.
Yep.
And then a flex, Melvin Gordon, Michael Thomas, Brandon Cooks, Cortland Sutton.
Sutton.
Yeah.
That's a crazy good flex to have options.
No kidding. You have to bench Michael Thomas and Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, it is pretty legit.
All right. This is from Cole. A manager dropped Tua Tagovailoa. It's a 10-team super flex league, IDP.
Wow.
And we have a $300 budget. I have $271 left. Jeff Wilson just went for $103. Rex Burkhead went for $20. How much should I spend on Tua? My quarterbacks are Jalen Hurts, Jameis Winston, and Geno Smith.
159. I mean it, though. That's what I would bid. I'd bid a lot. And that might be, I think that might be conservative. I don't know if there's going to be too many better free agents to hit that wire in a super flex league than Tua.
Yep.
160, I'd bid.
Yeah.
I just like to go one over a round number.
161?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, several years ago, one of my friends got married, and my other friend, my best friend and I, whenever we get invited to a wedding, well, this is before we got married, but we would always coordinate and give the same amount as a gift. But I always would give $1 more just to one, and I wouldn't tell him until after the fact. And then I would get to, I have to go $2 more because I thought he might be on to me. So I'm all about that. All right, this is from
you do that when like you go out with other people and you do the tip? You split the bill?
Gone out with other people.
Who am I kidding? You don't have any
friends. It's been a long time since I've gone out with other people. Did I ever tell you this story? We went out with this couple. We got like set up on a couple's date about 4 years ago, three to 4 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. And they had alcohol and we didn't. And they bought a kid's meal for their kid and we didn't. And then the check comes and they just split it with me down the middle. And I would have been fine with that, but you at least offer, right? You at least offer to pay more. They probably owed $30 more than we did. And then
did you equally eat the same amount of food and pricing of food?
No, like I said, they owed more than we did.
No. I'm not talking about the extra stuff. Your meals, just the adult meals. Forget about the drinks, forget about
the each got an entree. And probably like an appetizer or something. But they are ordered a kid's meal and drinks.
First off, we know that you don't feed your children.
He was so young. He was like 6 months old.
They still eat at that age, Adam.
Yeah, we don't have to order him a whole meal, James. You got to eat the whole chicken fingers and mac and cheese. It's probably on baby food.
God.
There's so much wrong with this. The start being that you're set up on a couple's date with someone, neither of your wife's friend or your friend. So it's just like random
people.
Maybe we can be friends. That's not how this works.
They live down the street. My dad and my dad's friend knew them. They live down the street. Well, it didn't work out. Okay. It was one.
Clearly it didn't work out. But the second thing is, Adam, while I agree, you should at least offer over $30. We're talking about like a $15. That's not enough there. There needs to be a larger difference.
They should offer,
but like it's a fake offer. It's one of those
That's fine. Give me the fake offer. I say, don't worry about it.
I would want a fake offer too. I get it.
Okay. This is from Nicholas. 12 team full PPR bonuses for 100-yard games and big plays of 40 and 50-yard touchdowns, 40-plus-yard plays, 50-plus-yard, whatever, big play bonuses. I gave up CeeDee Lamb and Clyde for Tyreek Hill and Damian Pierce. What do you think about that trade?
I love it for me.
CeeDee Lamb and Clyde.
For Tyreek and
Hill
Pierce.
And Pierce. He got the best player in the deal in Hill, in my opinion, by far, at this point with the Lamb situation. And I'm not so sure CEH is going to be way better than Pierce the rest of the season. At least to start, that's the case. But
the only question would be is, if Dak is back in 4 weeks, rest of season, is that still the thing? I do agree that Hill is better than CeeDee Lamb by a mile right now.
Right.
But we weren't drafting it that way.
We weren't drafting it that way. I wondered watching that Cowboys game if we might have overrated CeeDee Lamb just based on what I saw before the Dak injury and last year. There's just never been any point where he's taken over the role we've expected him to take over.
Well, he's also never had this opportunity.
I know.
And I think part of it is, I know for me at least, I backed off CeeDee Lamb a little bit once Tyron Smith got hurt.
Yes.
But similar to criticizing Allen Robinson against a very good defense.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb against the Bucs is not exactly the layup of all layups, you know. No. So 11 targets against that defense is not going to look the same as 11 targets against the Giants, for example.
Hey, okay. Giants are in first place.
No, he's right. I just hate the situations where there is only one person the defense has to worry about, because I don't think defenses are game planning against Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, but look what happened to Michael Pittman, though. I mean,
yeah, that is true. But the thing with Pittman, at least that's just the difference for me. The thing with Pittman that's different is they have such an established run game and everything does run through the run game that when he does use play action there are just a lot of openings in the defense. The Cowboys are still a pass first team. And their entire like personnel groupings, how much 11 they use, everything like that. it's still very pass first. I don't know. If they could get the run game going, I feel better about Lamb for sure.
All right, this question is from Cody. Y'all said you must go get Khalil Herbert or Mark Ingram, but I have Damian Pierce on my bench, and I was wondering if you would drop Damian Pierce for one of those guys rest of season.
No, for me.
No, I don't think you want to do that. And Pierce this is you know, this is always a tough one. I'm assuming it's probably a 10-team league, right?
No. I have no idea.
Or it's got shallow benches. I mean, there's I think there's a lot of probably not a lot of scenarios where all these guys are available.
Well, Pierce is not available. It's just
Ingram. No, I know Pierce is not available, but I mean Herbert and Ingram and you know, I mean you just don't see who's the third guy they said?
Nobody.
Oh, just those two?
Yeah.
Don't panic drop players like that yet.
Right. But that being said, if let's say Montgomery were out for the season, or as Dave would say, wins the lottery and retires, then I would drop Pierce for Herbert. But, you know, you're waiting on an injury. Or maybe he could take over the role. It's not like David Montgomery is going to have zero work, though, at any point. All right. This is from Sean. PPR, who should I flex this week? Darrell Henderson, CeeDee Lamb, or T. Higgins?
It's Higgins for me.
Henderson.
Yeah, it's the clearest path to volume, so I can't knock that either. Just definitely wouldn't be Lamb for me.
No.
And this is from Kevin. Dear Raphael, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Donatello.
Oh, one I finally know.
Yeah.
The Rugrats. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Do people still watch? Do your kids watch Ninja Turtles, Jamie?
My kids will find it from time to time, but they don't actually seek it out. You know, so like if they're searching on the guide,
yeah,
and it pops up somewhere, they'll watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I was obsessed with Ninja Turtles. I don't know if they're still a big thing. All right, the question from Kevin is, this is our league's first year doing Superflex. I drafted Mahomes and Hurts and Carr and Cousins late. Wow. Okay. I also grabbed Jefferson, Pittman, Godwin, and Gabe Davis. Running back is where I'm the weakest. I think I'd have better luck unloading a wide receiver for a running back. I was offered Davante Adams for Jalen Hurts. And I guess he would then, you know, then trade a wide receiver. But in a super flex league, if you have Mahomes, Carr, and Cousins, would you trade Hurts for Davante Adams?
Yeah, Mahomes, Carr, and Cousins, and you're trying to acquire Jalen Hurts?
No, he has four quarterbacks. Mahomes, Hurts, Carr, and Cousins.
Oh, you should absolutely be shopping one of them.
Would you trade Hurts for Davante Adams?
I think that's a fair trade in Superflex. You know, you're getting one of the top five receivers right now. And so is Hurts worth maybe Jefferson or Kupp? You know, you could maybe try and stretch that. But it's not like Adams is, at least based on his week one usage and performance, probably going to be that far off. So to me, that's a fair deal. But I might try and see, hey, you want Cousins or Carr instead, you know, as opposed to Jalen Hurts because he's your second best quarterback.
So he has these four quarterbacks all on his roster. What is this, 10-team, Adam?
I don't know.
This is I don't understand how he accrued this team in a super flex, but he might be playing in a league that's...
Could be Dynasty.
Could be Dynasty.
No,
could be first-year super
said,
flex. No, but it could be first-year
year
super flex.
It is first-year super
when
flex.
When you first convert, a lot of people don't know the values yet on the quarterbacks. I would probably hold out. I got to be honest, just because I think the longer you wait, the better chance you have to get even more value because there's going to be desperation coming at the quarterback position pretty soon.
Good point. All right, this
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I mean, like...
Oh, sorry.
Before you just settle, like, put a feeler out into the league, you know, on the block, and leave Hurts out of it. Say, who wants Cousins, who wants Carr? Especially the Dak Prescott manager might be desperate right now.
Yes.
All right, listen,
I think Cousins for Carr is better value anyway for Adams in Superflex.
You might be right.
I don't... I didn't put that many questions in the email questions, so... I'm going to read a few just from the inbox, just as
so
I feel bad.
You didn't do a lot of questions for the mailbag show.
I didn't. Well, I'm running short on time.
Jamie, don't you know he has cockroaches running around his house?
We're trying to get out of here for
air
the weekend.
Conditioning, water heater.
It's been asbestos.
No, that's not funny.
It sounds like a big couple thing.
You know, Barnes is going to be. Yeah, no. He's going to have to pay a little extra at that next bill. The other guy.
They had a kid's meal.
I mean, look, it was like $12 probably, you know.
Wow.
Chris,
times are tough in the A's.
The drink was included.
I didn't say I wanted them to pay. I said I wanted them to offer. Okay. It's called manners.
Have you gone out with this couple again?
No, no.
No, he's appalled by them.
No, actually, I would have. They didn't like us. They didn't like us.
Who likes it? This is a random setup.
I got along well with the guy. I don't think the girl liked us. She was a little,
The guy's probably like, that's what paid for half my food.
She just didn't seem in it. I don't think she wanted to be. I don't think she wanted to be there. She just didn't seem.
She just wanted to stick you guys.
She said, yeah, let's go there, order some drinks, order a kid's meal, and split the bill.
We know we can get away with this free kid's meal if we go out with this couple.
Some idiot moron dropped CeeDee Lamb in my 12-team half PPR league.
How I
spent 25% of my fab.
12-team, Jesus.
And he got him for 25% of his fab.
What?
Yeah.
Invite us all to this league.
Yeah, and we'll split the bill.
Can I ask you guys a question? If you see transactions run the next day and somebody like that is dropped, is your first reaction to say, as a non-commissioner, is your first reaction to say, this has got to be a mistake? And let me see if this is a mistake before I put in an ad drop for it. Or do you shut your mouth and just try and add the player?
No,
because
I do.
You think they did it on purpose?
I do the former, but I wonder if that's because what we do for a living. Because I don't think everyone does that.
Do you remember when I dropped Tyreek Hill accidentally?
And I don't think it's bad to not do that, but I just think it changes. It's not even just like, oh, you can get away with one. It's like it affects the whole balance, competitive balance of the league.
Well, anyway, guy has a question, if you wouldn't mind, if I could maybe read his question.
I remember when you dropped Tyreek Hill.
What was your answer to that, Jamie?
Oh, I mean, most of the leagues I'm commissioner, so I would, first thing I do is like, especially, you know who the person is, so if it's somebody that's new, they probably made a mistake. If it's somebody that's seasoned, they probably made a mistake, so.
Some of these apps too, like you could easily by mistake click drop, like a sleeper app. Yes. There's some bad things going on that app. There needs to be a confirmation button on every app. Confirm you want to do this.
And then like are you sure?
Yeah, are you sure you want to drop CeeDee Lamb?
Anyway, I dropped Tyreek Hill in week one a few years ago, and it was total accident. And then I gave him back to myself because I was the commissioner. Okay.
Wow.
So the question is a flex question. CeeDee Lamb.
Adam just openly admitted to cheating. All right.
CeeDee Lamb, Allen Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, and Julio Jones. Who are you flexing?
CeeDee Lamb, Allen Robinson, J.K. Dobbins, Julio Jones. Yeah. You nailed it. We believe in the squeaky wheel game coming, so I'm sure it'll let us down.
This is from Rodney. I have these players in a PPR league. Who's the flex? I don't know. I pick two. Dylan, Edmonds, Hunt, Wilson.
Dylan, Edmonds, Hunt, Wilson. I'd go Dylan's Jeff Wilson, I think. But I can see Dylan Hunt.
Dylan Hunt for me.
Yeah.
All right, one more from the emails. I have Stafford, Winston, and Wentz as my starting quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I was offered Cam Akers for Carson Wentz. Should I give up Wentz for Akers?
If it's 2 super QB
flex,
or super flex?
Super flex.
Oh, yeah, hell no for me.
No way.
Yeah, I thought that was an easy one, but then it's super flex. I will respond. Nope. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we have your Apple Podcast questions, and we'll finish with YouTube. No Fantasy Cops today. We'll save that for next week. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
God, you really didn't plan for this at all.
It's unbelievable. I feel robbed.
It's not that I didn't plan for it.
I expect to get Fantasy Cops every time.
Actually,
we're not on a break.
On a Friday.
What?
All right.
This isn't the break? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Not on the break.
No, we haven't gone to the break yet. I'm going to tell you something.
I expect to get Fantasy Cops.
You're gonna change your tune on this crap on Adam segment here. I'm going out of town for a day here. Okay, I'm getting ready for a road trip. Uh-oh. So I'm cramming this episode in. Okay? So cut me a little slack here, all right?
Oh, wow. Look at you. That's playing I'm too busy card.
I am too busy. Yeah. I'm never too busy for our audience. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I feel it in my soul. I'm citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
And we're back. Apple Podcast questions. From 707 Jaywalk. I'm in a full PPR league, three flexes. Okay. Should I trade one of my running backs for a wide receiver one and use Edmonds as a RB2? He has Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, and Chase Edmonds. So should he trade Cook or Kamara to get a wide receiver one when he has Pittman, DJ Moore, Brandon Cooks, and Tyler Lockett?
No.
Yeah, no need.
Yeah, I think he's already well set at receiver.
Handcuff King. 12-team half PPR. Give up Antonio Gibson and Michael Thomas. Get Jamar Chase.
Yes.
1,000,000,000%.
A plus.
Yes.
Love it.
From Edward Vento. I have James Robinson, Jeff Wilson, or DK Metcalf. Who should I flex this week? James Robinson, Jeff Wilson, DK Metcalf. It's PPR.
I feel like we got this question three times already, but with these three exact players, but
I'll say Wilson.
Yeah, I think I just go Wilson on the volume. It's the only one I project guaranteed volume from.
From Arrow Row, 12-team PPR, Kamara's ribs or James Robinson? James Robinson split backfield and Achilles. Who would you go with, Kamara or James Robinson?
Kamara plays, you got to play him.
Yes.
This is from Beard. Should I place Chase Edmonds or Kareem Hunt?
Hunt.
From Cheesy Queso. Dear Blitz, Sourdough, Sam, Big Red, and Rampage.
NFL games? No, Sourdough was in there.
What the heck are these? Are these mascots? Yeah, I think they're mascots.
Yeah, mascots. Rampage is the mascot. Yep, yep.
Who's Sourdough Sam? Is that the 49ers mascot? Wow, I never knew that. How about that? Okay.
Sourdough Sam. Weird.
Yeah. The question is, I need to start two in a full PPR league. And it's Gabe Davis, Amon-Ra St. Brown, or DJ Moore.
Oh. I'm going to go Gabe and Amon-Ra, and I know that's not going to be the answer for Jamie. So I think that's more of a contrarian take. So I think there's a lot more risk based in it.
Who's the third name?
DJ Moore.
No, I'm with you. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't trust DJ Moore right now in this matchup because there's just so many better options for Carolina to throw in other directions.
I do think, like, to me, Amon-Ra St. Brown is the easy one. I think when you start to look at Davis and Moore, there's a group of number two receivers that you can just sort of throw names in hat. And so for continuity, I'll say Davis.
Okay. Next question is from Fool's Karma.
Fooled you.
12-team PPR league.
What's that from?
You've never seen Spaceballs.
I actually have, but I was so young that I don't remember. I just remember the combing the desert. That's all I remember.
What a great scene. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. All right. 12-team PPR.
I would love to just be in like the writer's room when they were writing that movie.
Oh, I know.
So
right?
Good. I got to rewatch it. I was like six when I saw it.
Okay. Here's the question. I have an offer of Ezekiel Elliott for my Gabriel Davis.
No.
Okay, he has Jefferson, Adams, DJ Moore.
I don't care what you have. Do not do this trade. You're desperate for running back.
Gabe Davis right now.
Yeah, right. If you're desperate for running back, you can get something more interesting there. You get like, let's try to think of it right now. Can you get? Well, he had a good week one, kind of. Javonte Williams, I was thinking, was like an interesting one
for Gabe Davis now.
You can't. What about like James Conner? You might be able to get James Conner for him.
I'd much rather
James Conner than Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, yeah.
Zeke is like, I don't know if I want Zeke at all right now. He has Cooper Rush at quarterback, no Tyron Smith.
It's 2019 all over again, except he's 2 years older.
Yes. That's not worth Gabe Davis.
Okay, this is from Eli. Eli, my boy. I'm a trade head. I never heard that expression. He likes to make a lot of trades.
Trade head, I like it.
I'm always looking to upgrade my two wide receiver 12-team PPR work league team. I had a funny draft where Pitts fell to me in the sixth round when I already had Mark Andrews.
Yikes.
So he has been offered Travis Etienne for his Kyle Pitts, and he has Eckler, Leonard Fournette, Henderson, and Hines at running back. Would you give up Pitts when you already have Andrews? Would you give up Pitts for Etienne?
So you're selling low and buying low.
Right.
If you believe that ETN can have a big season, I still do, then it's a good trade to get him while he's cheap. But if you also believe Pitts is going to have a good season, then you'd want to hope for maybe something a little bit better. So I might wait unless you need ETN, which may or may not be a good decision this week. But I think if it's the type of move that you're making. I mean, basically they were getting drafted in a similar range. And I think the only reason Pitts was getting drafted in that range is because of the position he plays. So it's just a matter of if you believe that Pitts is going to be the player that he was drafted to be, NFL and fantasy-wise, then I would wait because you might be able to get something a little bit better.
I like the deal only because, and I think Jamie's right with the logic there, but I think ETN showed me enough, and I wasn't big on ETN at all coming into the season, but I watched his film from week one, and Adam put me onto that, and I was like, you know what? I do see something I missed potentially with him. He had a lot more burst than I thought he was going to have, and I know he was a bursty player at Clemson, but coming off the injury, I wasn't sure. That injury usually takes a year, so I like it for that standpoint because, like Jamie said, you lose half of the value with Pitts because you're not playing him at your tight end position where you're supposed to get the weekly edge. Now, you are taking away from the rest of your league because they don't have a good tight end if Pitts starts to get going. So I can see that case too, but I like ETN enough that I would make them move.
All right, everybody. If you're on YouTube right now, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. For those listeners who want to watch our show, watch live or on demand. We recorded about 8:40 a.m. Eastern on Tuesday through Friday. And we finish at about 8:40 p.m. Eastern. Those shows are getting really long. But if you want to watch us, go to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Subscribe to the channel. Like the videos, all those things. If you're on YouTube right now and you have any questions, let's go for it. And
Hit the like button. Please make sure you're subscribed right now.
Oh, yeah. We probably don't have enough likes. Oh, wait. Smash, did you want to make fun of me for having a cockroach in my house? Dan, was that a thing?
Wait, what did you say?
You want to make fun of me for having a cockroach in my house?
No, I've already thrown digs in. I mean, look, I'm not making fun of you. I guess this is a thing I didn't know about. I thought when I lived in Astoria, New York, I had one of the worst water bug, they called them, those flying, huge, chunky cockroaches. And I say chunky because when you tried to kill them, it was a disaster. You should never try to kill those things. It'll splatter. You got to cup them and like take them out of the apartment. But I just didn't know it was that common of a thing. So when you said it, I was like, I can't believe you would say that on air. But I guess this is a common thing.
Now I live in a pristine castle where there are no roaches, and the servants get them for me, and I don't have to worry about that.
I didn't mean it like that. I guess I'm just genuinely surprised that they're as big of a problem like in other places as they are.
I mean, they're certainly a problem in Florida. You know, no matter how well your house is prepared, it's not great.
Look at this comment.
Adam gets a hair comment.
Adam
finally.
Hair looking flawless today. Look, we all know Jamie has the best hair, but I was stunned that I got crushed in the who has better hair,
crushed.
Adam or Dan poll.
That was obvious.
It was a bad day for me, but I just.
Adam, I've got a flow. You've got the Adam Sandler.
The one advantage that Adam does have is that his hair starts at his toes and doesn't stop until his top of his head. Like,
you do have the best back hair on the show, Adam. You do have the best back hair.
I don't have back hair. You don't know that. You don't know that.
So Dan, Adam and I have very strange bathroom stories. he once tried to peep me in the stall.
I did peep you.
He did peep me in the stall in our office many years ago. And then we were on a remote, we did a show remotely at Foxborough Stadium. And there's a CBS experience there. And they gave us polo shirts to wear. And so Adam and I went to go change our shirts. And I was going to give Adam a surprise. He goes, do you really want to see how much chest hair I have? Do you really want to see?
They were talking about it all the time.
And so he showed me. Very, very enlightening.
Yeah, no, Brinson definitely is the winner there. He's the clubhouse leader. All right,
Brinson can actually, if he wanted to, braid his chest hair.
Yeah, it's something. I was watching the episode of The Office yesterday where they come back from Jamaica with sandals, and Michael has one braid in his hair. It is so funny. All right.
You want to know one of my hot takes?
What's that?
You want to know one of my main hot takes?
Well, that's really the best show ever?
It's a lot of hate. What?
Is it The Office is the best show ever or something?
No, the total opposite. I think Parks is considerably better than Office. Considerably better.
I'm removing him.
Almost a full tier ahead.
I'm removing him from the studio. All right, let's go. Here we go. From Hinkman. Oh, sorry.
Play it.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Hold on. This one is from Hinkman. Start 2 in PPR. AJ Dillon, Daryl Henderson, Kareem Hunt.
Dillon. Oh, damn, I like Henderson too. We've been Dylan Hunting a lot, and we like Dylan Hunt. This is a tough one. I think Dylan's my lock here. Henderson Hunt. I'll go Henderson, actually.
I'm going to go Henderson and Dylan.
From Steve, Jamie, does check if available outweigh the waiver wire priority on your article? And if so, can you add fab prices for those players?
I usually try to mention in there like where I would put those guys. I don't always do it, so I apologize, but I usually try to mention if this guy's available, he's the number one player to add, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I can. It's a lot of asking. That's a very heavy story.
Yeah. Let's let Jamie have a break. Christian Kirk or Brandon Cooks?
Cooks, but Kirk is a little more interesting. Kenny Moore showed up on the injury report and he's questionable to play. So if he's out, then Kirk's in a pretty good spot, but I'll stay with Cooks.
Okay. Show me the Mooney. That's good. Or Dollar Tree Debo. Half PPR. Wait,
Mooney
what?
For me.
Oh, Dollar Tree Debo is Curtis Samuel.
Oh, Curtis Samuel. Mooney for me.
Yeah, I'll go Samuel. I can't trust the Bears right now.
Okay. I was offered A.J. Brown for D.J. Moore and J.K. Dobbins. What are your thoughts? No.
I was offered A.J. Brown for D.J. Moore and J.K. Dobbins.
I don't want to overreact to one game, but my guy A.J. Brown looks like he's going to be a monster.
Barkley, Gibson, Hall, Pierce, Robinson on IR. Assume that somehow. Oh, Brian Robinson, Barkley, Gibson, Hope. I'm just trying to think if he has the running back depth to do this.
He does not.
Sort of doesn't. I kind of can trust Barkley, Gibson, Pierce, to be honest.
You can trust him. You can trust.
No,
well, you have Barkley. You
understand,
and then
Adam.
Can't
I'm not
trust
really
Gibson.
Of, you can't. I'm only thinking about this. He needs one running back. He needs three of those guys for one running back spot. Right, Gibson, Hall, Pierce.
Because RB 2 points don't count.
That's what I'm talking about, RB2.
Yeah, but he's rolling out.
RB1's locked in with Barkley. So he really only has to find one running back a week.
Gibson, Hall, Pierce. Well, he does have Robinson. I would not do it because DJ Moore and A.J. Brown were like back-to-back in the rankings. A.J. Brown has a lot of games like this. I mean, this was his career high in yards, but he has a lot of huge games. He oftentimes follows them up. He oftentimes has, you know, bad games. But, you know, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Say he could have his best season. I still wouldn't. I wouldn't do this. I would not give up Brown for Dobbins and Moore. I would not give up Dobbins and Moore for Brown. Sorry.
The problem is though is that you might be able to make this trade in a week or two if as long as Moore and Dobbins don't kill themselves.
Okay.
In terms of their production.
So what's the deal? I'm saying no. I'm saying keep Moore and Dobbins.
Yeah, if Dobbins is legit, then you have a much better running back group.
I would do it.
All right. Start CeeDee Lamb, Alan Lazard, or Kareem Hunt?
Hunt.
Hunt. Yeah.
Hunt. Why are we so high on Hunt?
So 15 total touches last week, right?
Yeah.
Forget about the two touchdowns. 15 total touches. They're playing the Jets. They're heavy favorite at home.
Yep.
I mean, he should have an opportunity for another 15 total touches. And we saw this at the beginning of last season. He was so involved and outproducing Nick Chubb. You know, so... First off, it's four catches. We know that's happening. Then I think you'll see, you know, goal line opportunity still there.
What's that bet?
Adam has to shave his eyebrows.
The bet is...
Please do it. Please find a way. Just funnel those targets there, Jacoby.
The bet is a 60-catch pace with Jacoby Brissett.
Find a way. Find a way, Hunt.
First of all, Dan, the bet is not that I have to shave my eyebrows.
Yes, it is.
No,
it was just said.
Okay, that's great that he said that. It takes two people to agree to a bet.
Do I need to run back the tape on this? What was the actual bet?
I don't
know.
I think it was just a gentleman's bet.
No, I think there was eyebrow shaving involved.
Then I would have made the bet. Next question. CeeDee Lamb or Damian Harris, half PPR?
Lamb. Gross.
Lamb.
Gross.
Lamb. From Desmond. I am in a conundrum. Do I flex Amon-Ra St. Brown, Michael Thomas, Kareem Hunt, or Travis Etienne?
Amon-Ra for me.
Yeah.
Full PPR makes it a lock.
From Corey, who do I drop, MVS or Chris Olave or Treylon Burks?
MVS for me.
See, I would drop Olave just
Olave
because
too, yeah.
MVS is so involved still. He's just not producing. I don't really love either of these two guys, but if you're going to drop one, at least I would drop Olave right now. But I guess the thing is, if you could drop MVS, you might want to just do it just in case Olave has a big game.
I was on MVS at the very end of this pre-drafting period because of this exact reason. I projected he was going to be on the field for this ridiculous amount of snaps, and now he's still not producing at all, despite having this snap share that I thought would make him a value. So I'm starting to fall off on him because I'm just wondering if he's the type of guy who just can't produce no matter what, no matter how many snaps he get. He didn't really produce that much in Green Bay.
Right. I think the one thing, though, is like blowout game week one.
Yeah.
And then
weird week two. Yeah.
So it's like, I'm with you. Like, to me, none of these guys are must roster players right now. But do you want to tie yourself to being the third receiver for Jameis and maybe the fourth option? Or the second receiver essentially and the third option for the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I picked up MVS. He got dropped in our podcast league, 14 teams. I put a $7 bid on him out of 100. And I'm going to wait one more week. I'm not going to
believe that you won't let Dan in.
Yeah. I mean, Dan's, Dan's not in that. Okay.
I finally got at least an invite to one of them.
You know what? All you have to do is ask Jamie. Just ask Jamie if you can be in the league. He'll put you in. A few more questions here. Lamar Jackson or Derek Carr?
Jackson.
Yep.
Cordarrelle Patterson or Miles Sanders?
Sanders.
Sanders, yeah.
Would you drop James Cook for Christian Watson?
Depends on the structure of your team, really. I don't.
No.
I'll say this about Watson, because I watched back that route, man. That was... Very few receivers can challenge vertically like he challenged on that run. He looked like one of the best athletes in the NFL when he ran that route. And then he literally clapped his two hands together to try to make a catch. The worst possible technique. So I just don't know what to make of him right now.
That's pretty funny. Like the guy in Little Giants with the stick'em.
That's what he did. Watch it.
Didn't Adam say he'd shave his eyebrows, then glue them back on as a mustache? Pretty sure
he did say that. You're right.
The waiver wire shows. I don't remember.
Remember when we supposed to shave a J on his chest for St. Jude's? That never happened.
Aaron Jones or Miles Sanders PPR?
I'm gonna go Aaron Jones.
Yeah, Jones.
DeAndre.
One day we'll get you to shave that chest.
Yeah, I don't think so. Kenneth Gainwell or Freiermuth? Rest of season.
If it's a flex. I'd probably rather have Gainwell.
Yeah, in that sense, yeah.
Last question. Two more. Wilson, Robinson, or Hines, PPR?
Ooh, PPR. I still think I'm going Wilson.
I would go Wilson also, but, man, I do think Naeem Hines is going to have a big game again.
Okay. And William has Adams, Diggs, Mike Williams, wants a running back upgrade. Who would you trade Mike Williams for?
I think it's similar to Gabe Davis. You know, some of the guys that we talked about. You know, James Conner might be the one to shoot for if Leonard Fournette has a bad game.
Javonte Williams.
If Alvin Kamara has a bad game.
I am a little worried about the Kamara injury, though.
Why do I get back pain at this time every Friday?
What?
I'm working too hard, I got to tell you.
Yeah, you are.
Working too hard.
You were asleep on FFT today. We had to wake you up.
Oh, no. You fell asleep on air?
No, I didn't get counted down, and I'm sitting there like this.
Oh, I've seen Adam do that before, where he just falls asleep early in the pod.
Right, sure. Right after I shaved my eyebrows.
My wife caught me sleeping with my eyes open the other day.
You Whoa. Slept with your eyes open?
Even though
I was just like... She's like, are you asleep? I'm like, what?
You should get those glasses that have eyes on them, you know?
Well, you ever see Stuck on You?
Yes.
No.
Dan's seen five movies.
What I'm talking about?
He's right.
No, I don't remember anything from Stuck on You.
Stuck on You is a great movie.
Great movie.
There was the guy that ran the hotel. His wife wanted him to be a screenwriter, and he had like a tape recorder with a typing sound, and he put eyes on his eyelids, and so he was sleeping with his hands at the computer.
It's great.
That's pretty clever. All right, guys. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for being part of the show and giving us all this awesome content. Let's go get a win. Let's go 2-0. We'll talk to you on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern. We'll give you a 5-minute update on all the latest injury news. And then you've got two avenues to get your start sit questions answered. You've got CBS Sports HQ from 10 a.m. to noon. or to 1, sorry, 10 a.m. to 1 Eastern. And you can see that on the CBS Sports app on Paramount Plus if you subscribe there, or just go to cbssportshq.com. Additionally, we have a live stream for you right here at youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday.
Also,
at 11:30 a.m. Eastern.
Also, ask FFP on Twitter. Use that hashtag, and we have guys working the lines, and we'll get you some answers there, too.
All right. And thanks again. Have a great week. I'm not going to say that again. Goodbye.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.